Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. This is the Work for Life show, and I'm your host. I'm Bill Eater, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today. It is Sunday, June 5th, 2016. It's 10 o'clock a.m. The Life Show comes to you live this morning, all the way from Houston, Texas. Here at the Work for Life Show, our goal is job readiness. We believe that every man should have employment in some form. We believe scripturally that if you don't work, you should not eat. We know that there are exceptions according to Scripture, but we know that most men, women, children want to earn money. And generally, we start earning money at a young age. We learn how to earn. We learn how to earn through, if it's no more than allowances, how you're supposed to treat those allowances so that your life will be better day by day with that money that comes into you. It's all about how you spend it, but you have to earn it. And that's what my show today is about. America Today. Always my shows are about work. And right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife, you will find archive files to help you get employed, to help you get a promotion, your own business, to help you market your business, to help you find training, to teach you job search techniques, everything from budgeting to dressing to interviewing. It's all here. It's all compacted here. A life's work for me that I've put here at Blog Talk Radio over the last few years, and I've helped thousands of people find work. And the good thing about job search techniques is that they remain the same. You add a few things to them, you update, but it remains the same. So my show today, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/workforlifebea. I'd like to hear from you. After today's show especially, I'd like to hear from you. My show today is a collection of thoughts and tweets and work that I've done and watching people, disappointments. And so back in 2015, I gave myself a six-month goal because I'm a person who gets things done. My six-month goal is, I call it my productivity goal. And that productivity goal is promotions, new hires, and new business startups by August 31st, 2016. 250 promotions, new hires, and new business startups by August 31st, 2016. And those I want to come from my Twitter and my Blog Talk Radio listeners. So if you're not one who needs employment, turn someone on that is. I do have information that will get a person working in less than 30 days if they're dedicated to find work. I do have information to help a person get a promotion on the job they're already on if they're willing to do the work. I do have information that will help a person start up their own home-based business from scratch with little or nothing if they're willing to do the work. The main thing to remember is that marketing matters. It was back in December 2015 when there was a noticeable wave of political ugliness rhetoric. Supporters were using lies, intimidation, sexist remarks, racist material to come against those that they opposed in the 2016 presidential campaign. I never witnessed anything like that, and so I'm not saying it wasn't done, but I've never actually had the misfortune to be a part of it. And I watched it going on online and on here at Blog Talk Radio, listening to people talk about the person that they were supporting and how they talked about it. I saw people take to the streets last year. I saw paid pundits on TV shows. And all these people were doing things that for me was unfamiliar. Yes, I recall the riots of the 60s, but I also recall that those riots turned into riots because people demonstrated for equality. And it turned into riots. Animals were used against the demonstrators. Water was used against the demonstrators. Billy clubs in the hands of police officers were used against the demonstrators. And the people were demonstrating for equality, jobs. Well, what I was seeing last year, the end of last year in the streets, was not people protesting for jobs. I saw angry people, but I didn't see angry people protesting for jobs. I saw angry people cheering on racial talk. I saw angry people cheering on sexist talk. I saw angry people cheering on bullies. It's almost as if what I saw in 2015, at the last of 2015, was things that maybe people had wanted to do back in the 60s about it, but couldn't get out there to the degree that they chose to because they had a little more, humanity in them. And so I think what I saw last year in the streets of America was the children of the people of the 60s. Now, I'm not saying the people of the 60s weren't involved, because they definitely were. I could tell by looking at them that a lot of them were. But I saw someone on Twitter a few days ago tweet out something to the effect, and I don't have it here, but they tweeted out something, a statement to the effect that the people in the streets today are the people who were taught that their families were not successful because of blacks and immigrants and people they felt to be less than. And I said, whoa, when I saw that tweet, that hits it on the head. That's what I'm looking at. People who are angry because society did not treat them the way they think they should have been treated, when all along they were reacting to what had happened in a way that created animosity and created fight and condemnation and apprehensive and all types of things in these people who felt that their country had come against them with Civil Rights Act, that the Civil Rights Act came against them. And I thought about the poem, Children Learn, But They Live. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. I didn't see patience out there in those streets in 2015. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. I didn't see confidence out there. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. I saw nothing appreciative out there in those streets during December when people were screaming and shouting about the person that they were supporting. If a child lives with acceptance, he learned to love. I didn't see love in the streets of America. I don't see it now. If children live with approval, they live to like themselves. I wasn't seeing people liking themselves. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. Child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with recognition, they learn to have a goal. If a child lives with sharing, they learn to be generous. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith in himself and those around him. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to in which to live. And I saw in the streets of America in 2015, the latter part especially, groups of people that did not remind me that they were raised in a pleasant atmosphere. It made me feel that they had been raised with criticism and hostility and fear and pity and ridicule and jealousy, all of those things. I saw and I see today in demonstrators who go out to support the person that they've chosen. And they think that that's the way to do it, through lies and intimidation and sexist remarks and racism. And it's not the way you support a person. But that's what has happened in American politics, because people are in our elected office who believe in such things, and they're speaking it out, and it's becoming reality. And that's where we have the problem. Stirring up racist, feminist, bigot, bulletin pop in the name of them and their candidate, saying, this is what I stand for. But that's not what I stand for. And that's not what my candidates stand for. And the people who support the candidates that I support does not act that way. And for that I'm grateful. For that I'm thankful. Because I know that wisdom is on the right side. And there are more people voting on the right side. Because the votes is the proof. And the proof is in the pudding. It's in the voting. It's not in the rallies. It's not in the riots in the streets. It's in the votes. And that's why this Sunday morning, I want to say to those who are without jobs, who are with low wages, who cannot maybe go out and work or can't find a job but need to bring in money, there is a way. But don't believe the lies. Don't believe the lies that America has crashed and things are so terrible. That's a GOP lie. And if you are not doing great, I say to you this morning, your destiny is in your own hands. And all that you wish to receive, you can have. You must start first on a Sunday morning and give all praises and glory to God for what you have and what you claim in the name of Jesus. Because the America that I'm living in today, 2016, is not the America I voted in 2008. We did the right thing, America. And now we must do what's right for our brothers and sisters who are unemployed or who have the wrong ideas about how to go about make every generation is called upon to make America better. And when America elected President Obama, America made America better. Americans made America better. Stock markets were down. They're up. Foreclosures were up. They're down. The automobile industry was leaving America. It's back. Bin Laden was sending us tapes every month threatening us. Bin Laden is dead. America's credibility in other countries We're friends again. Bravo. Ole. We are friends again with people around the world. And when America elected President Barack Obama, the first black president, hats were in the air, cheers were in the air all across the world. Because everyone knows that America is a leader. And yes, America has faults, but America has always led the nation in progress, in industry. Even when America led in the industry of slavery, we come back and fix that before other countries that had enslaved even. And a lot of countries ended slavery before America did. But Americans moved faster, because we do. So this is why my message today is to say stop rioting in the streets. My message is to say stop yelling your message. Act on your message. Act on your causes. And my cause is work for life. And that's why I'm saying to you today, if you need a job, if you need a promotion, if you got to work from home, right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife, you can find the tools you need to get it done. Don't accept that unemployed Americans are supposed to be out in the streets fighting one another. That's not how we progress. Underemployed Americans are not supposed to be out in the street fighting one another. That's not how we progress. Getting hired, bringing in money on a regular basis, getting a promotion that leads to more money, are all things that's in your hands, and it's about how you market your matters. And when you market these things that you desire out loud, make sure people know what you're doing so you got to market out loud. That's how you bring about successes. But fighting one another only helps to grow the wealthy 1%. And people are using the 99% to feather their own nest. America, you need jobs. You need promotions. You need new small businesses. And it's the public who got to give it. It's the general citizen. It's you. It's me. We can unite. And we can have jobs in this country because there are more workers than there are CEOs. There are more workers than there are elected officials. And just like CEOs come together and find ways to keep things at certain prices against workers, workers have got to come together and find ways to up those wages, find ways to get those promotions, find ways to get that more time off, find ways for women to be paid the same price as men. And you know how we do it? We start first on that Sunday, giving God the glory, telling God what our problems are, setting up plans, and working toward making those plans reality. And then you know how else we do it? We support these unions, because without unions, the wages we get today, we wouldn't have. Without unions, we'd still have children slaving for nothing. Unions have given America everything we need to progress. And unions are being slammed by the Republican Party. And it's time for the workers who depend on those wages to join together and support those unions and make the 100% America great. Because a chain is no stronger than its weakest link. And so as long as people are jobless, we got too many weak links. As long as people are homeless, we got a weak link. As long as people are without shelter for their children, we got a weak link. As long as a man needs a car but can't afford one on his job that he got, we got a weak link, people. And the way we solve it is with promotions, new hires, and new businesses. And we get busy every day, and we do these things. We can do these things. And I have shows right here to prove that the evidence is there, that if we take the necessary steps to get these jobs, to get promotions, to start businesses, it will become reality, and we will be happy people. People are happy. They're not out on the street throwing punches into people's face. When people are looking for jobs and sad, they're not out on the street throwing punches and hitting people in the face. This stuff that's going on has nothing to do with people being jobless. It's evil. And evil prevails when good people do nothing. Evil prevails when people lose God in their life. Now, everyone don't know God at the same stage of their life or at the same fullness, but all you have to do is seek him. And what we see in the streets of America today has nothing to do with people being hungry. Because hungry people don't go fight one another, and especially the person they fighting ain't even got no food. Hungry people go to where the food is, or they go to where they can make the money to buy the food. But what we are looking at in the streets of America today is not about that. It's hatred. And we must not let hatred take over America, because in 2008, we know we did the right thing in this country. We benefited from those last 7.5, almost 8 years now. And we need to continue to benefit. And the way we do that is that we go to work. It's easy to find a job. You start looking in the newspapers, online, asking people, going into places and asking, are you hiring? It's as simple as that. Preparing yourself to get the job. Getting the training you need if your job has left you and it's not coming back. And yes, jobs in coal mining is not coming back. And a lot of people know that it's for the good of the generations to come, that the jobs in coal mining is not coming back. So stop playing the games. Stop hustling one another. Find love in one another. Be tolerant. Encourage one another. Praise one another. We'll get there. Be honest. We'll get to the truth. Be fair. And justice will be done. Share what you have, and there'll be more generosity coming your way. Help your neighbor, and somebody's going to help you. Because in God's name, he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And God says that if a man don't work, a man shouldn't eat. Now, God is not going to lay out rules for us and not leave a way for us to make those rules reality. So if you need a promotion, the reality is your marketing skills will get you that promotion because it's in your hands. If you need a job, the reality is your marketing skills of yourself will get you that job because it's in your hands. And if you want to start a business from your home, it's in your hands, out loud. Make sure people know. Start where you are. Make a dollar today. And I guarantee you, you'll make more if you put more energy in as you go. Now, I have shows right here on get in the job in 30 days or less, start business startup in 30 days, how to get a promotion, all of those things, they're there for you. And so I'm saying we can do more than one thing at a time. We've spent almost 2 years fighting over who will be the next president, and we're losing a generation of people because we're not teaching the right skills. The children are watching, and just like the adults that's in the streets today watch their parents and are acting out, we got to either make it better or it's going to be worse. That's the way life is. And life is about work, work for life. And I'm your host, dear leader. I thank you for listening in this Sunday morning. May you have a blessed day.